Video conferencing software has become popular. People use it to host meetings, take classes, have parties, and even get married. Top video conferencing tools include Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, Google Hangouts, and etc. Today we are going to learn some useful phrases you may need for video conferencing. 首先我们来看一下会议开始之前刚上线的时候问大家都上线了吗？Are we all on? 大家听得到我说话吗? Can everybody hear me? 如果人还没到齐,我们再等几分钟。We'll just wait a few minutes. 大家都收到今天的会议议程了吗? Did everyone get the agenda? 提醒大家一次一个人讲话。May I remind you to speak one at a time? 不好意思,我的麦克风有问题。I'm sorry, I have a problem with my microphone. 有很多杂音,你能检查一下你的麦克风吗? There's a lot of noise in the background. Could you check your microphone, please?那如果你会议迟到了，可以说 Sorry, I'm late. 好，接下来我们来看一下怎么介绍自己。如果是比较正式的场合，你可以说 My name is Jess. 如果是不太正式的场合，同事之间或者熟人比较随意的话，可以直接说 Hi, I'm. 接下来可以简单介绍一下你的工作职责，比如 I'm the marketing manager. I work in the marketing department. I'm responsible for.如果有新的成员加入会议，你可以这样介绍 I'd like to introduce Michael. He is in charge of sales in the New York office. 说明会议的主题，给大家介绍两种说法。第一种 The purpose of the call is. 第二种 Our agenda today will be. 接下来我们看一下在会议过程中，如果你没有听清或者没有听懂，可以请你说慢一点吗？ Could you speak more slowly, please? 恐怕我没有听懂。I'm afraid I didn't get that. 你可以换一种方式解释一下吗? Can you explain that in another way? 那如果你想要很快补充一句 Can I add something quickly? 或者可以说 I'd just like to add something. 今天信号不好 The line is very bad today. 或者可以用 connection. The connection is very bad today. 那如果你要离开一会儿，比如说要离开十分钟 I need to leave for 10 minutes. 那如果你回来了 I'm back online. 最后会议结束之前问大家还有什么要补充的Would anyone like to add something before we finish the call? 就这些了。That's it, guys. 感谢大家，可以说 Thank you, everyone, for your time. That's it, guys. 今天的分享就到这里。我是杰斯，我们下期见。